Hello, internet friend. My name is Wiggly, and welcome to the Grazy Grace Podcast, Episode 1. The Grazy Grace Podcast is only for the ears of Grazy Grace. So if you're one of my normal listeners, shut your ear holes, stick your head under a pillow, bite a lead pipe, and jump off the roof. You're not supposed to be listening to this. This is only for Grazy Grace. This is her podcast for her, from me, Halloween, and I got a fucking zombie high. I'm fine, thank you, and you. As I'm fine, thank you, and you, I can't, why am I asking you questions? May I call you Grazy Grace? Why am I asking you questions, Grazy Grace, since I can't hear you? This is a podcast, so it's a one-way thing. But I did notice that I'm fine, thank you, and you is something that is usually taught to people that are learning English. I'm fine, thank you, and you. I don't think they sing it as well as you do, but I love the tribute to the burning, shaking hands thing from the Pink Floyd album. I love to find out who is behind your videos. But I want to put that off to the side because this is not a fanboy thing. This is a podcast especially for you. And the one thing that attracted me to want to, not even to find out about you. I liked your videos. I have the collection of three videos. I have four videos because I also have the Zombie High dance practice one. So I watch these videos from time to time in a big mess of K-pop videos. But before I tell you why I like that style of music, that genre, and why I like you, let me just first tell you that I wanted to not only reach out to you, but find out where your Instagram is. I love Instagram. I have the least followers on Instagram. I have a modicum of success with some things I've did in my life. I'm 50 now, but don't turn off the, I'm 52, don't turn off the podcast just because I'm uncle or grandpa or ancestor, because I'll get into that as well. I'm going to get into a lot of things, but I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet. But I saw one of your videos on YouTube, and it was just you. It was just you in probably your apartment or your home, or I don't know what it was, but you were in a room. And the first thing that struck me was that, because I'm a jackass of all trades. I wear incredibly too many hats, and sometimes all at the same time, meaning that my interests are the scope is far too broad. So I have done video editing in the past, even professionally for large corporations, and made them, who knows, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars. I don't know. It's impossible to tell. But the one thing I think I noticed was that there wasn't someone on the other side of the camera. And that's all we get from the K-pop idols, is someone's on the other side of that camera. And I do a lot of, when I do a podcast, a radio program with We Talk Games, sometimes we would talk about big developers and sometimes little developers. Little developers, I talked right to them on the telephone. The bigger people from Japan, from Taito, from Konami, they would have the PR people in the room. I knew they had the PR people in the room, and then they have somebody else in the room as well to help. So I deal with embargo a lot, meaning that I had to wait to release the episodes because that person that I was talking to might have said something that the company didn't want them to get out. And the videos that, the two videos that I'm talking about is what you do not like about K-pop, the K-pop industry, and the one that was about the things that you do like about the K-pop industry. But the one that you don't like about the K-pop industry, that was one that really resonated with me because you're not allowed to do that. And I think that you got into some trouble about that. I believe that was on one of your later videos. Once again, like I said, I know there's words for people that are crazy about idols and whatever. And believe me, I'm not even into pop music, even though pop music is a stupid term because pop music just means it's popular at the time. So that means Lady Gaga, who people consider is like weirdo or alternative music, she's not. She's pop music because she was popular at the time. David Bowie was very popular, even though he did new wave and did rock and roll and did imitations of a lot of different types of styles and genres. But it was considered pop when he was popular. You know, Kansas, Led Zeppelin, they were all pop music, even though they were heavy metal or whatever. But K-pop's a totally different animal. But that video, I thought, she's in a room and there's no one behind the camera. And she's just speaking. And I absolutely love this. I absolutely love it. So that's why I looked you up on Instagram. And after seeing the video, which I had already seen, of I'm Fine, Thank You, and You, which I believe is just called I'm Fine. if I screwed that up, I apologize. I'm more interested in the power of the song and how the song comes through than I am in necessarily in the titles, because as is the way in K-pop, you know, you look at the idol bands and they'll each have a song called I'm Fine. They'll each have a song called, what are some of the most famous ones? I Hate You. You have to realize that it's very late now. I'm going to drink a little bit of decaf here because it's getting cold. That's good for radio. Those are the type of things I like to do. In fact, when I do my Wiggly's Book Club, I like to do a rope trick in the middle of it. It's a complete audio program. And I'll take time to do a rope trick for the listeners. Rope escape. You know, magic. But when I saw the outfits that you wore in that, as opposed to the outfits that you wore in your other videos, that's why I offered to... I asked if you wanted the duct tape dress that I had created for Trapdoor Charmed in my one iteration of my group, Trapdoor, because I thought that fit in with some of the unique styles that you wore during that video. And it's also a very good dress to dance in, believe it or not, because in my group we had dancing. Because music and dance to me are synonymous, and so that's why I offered you a chance to have for free, of course, for no strings attached, that outfit, that duct tape and electric tape outfit that I designed before I sent it out to some type of designer, and I don't know, maybe try to get something out of that. But if it was going to you, it wasn't to receive anything. I just thought it fit with the style that you were presenting during the I'm Fine video. And I haven't heard back from you, and that's cool, because listen, I'm just thankful they even mentioned anything. That's very, very nice. It's very kind of you, and you care about your people that support you. You care about the people that support you, and that's phenomenal, because that's where your good fortune comes from, and you earn your good fortune. You can't be popular, no matter how talented you are, without people that recognize your talent. And in order to recognize your talent, somehow you have to get out there. And whether you think you get out there on your own by going on a YouTube channel, you didn't build YouTube. You didn't build the amplifiers. You didn't do some aspects of this, and then you depend on that's from Thailand. So I need to get that soon. But wrapping it up, I'll try to keep this at 11 minutes. The thing I wanted to say, and really to make this your podcast, was I completely forget. Here it comes, though. Stay tuned. Let my mind catch up to my mouth. So that's what's different, and I take that back and reverse it. I need my mouth to catch up to my brain. My brain's way too far ahead of my mouth, what's coming out of there. The things that I do not like about K-pop are the whole uncle thing and the whole need for younger entertainers and the tossaways of people that, you know, hit 30, you know, as that's being ancestor, you know, give me a break. Give me a break. There's nothing that is stopping at any certain age. And if you see pictures of me at 52, hopefully you don't think I'm ancestor, or maybe I'm uncle compared to Crayon Pop, and that's okay. I understand that more, a lot better. But I don't like the age shaming. I don't like the weight shaming, or if you want to call it the fat shaming. That's horrible. That's got to get out of there. It has nothing to do with talent. So those are the main things I don't like about. Also, the ethnic shaming, the originating country of the player in K-pop being, you know. I don't like the fans. A lot of the fans of K. I don't want to say I don't like the fans. I don't like a lot of the fans that are negative. That's, and let me just say right now, that's a reflection on them. If you watch videos of people criticizing other people in Korea, some of these guys that are criticizing the other people, boy, I know why they're saying those things they are, because it's a reflection of them. They are not the Adonises, you know? These guys are, whoo-hoo, they need to work on themselves. So, I know there's a lot of sensitivity to this type of feedback and negative feedback, and I just want to say to you, because I saw some idiots writing some type of crap, and I just thought, man, you know, that is so ugly, and is not ugly for Crazy Grace. That is ugly for on them. And I hoped that you, because you're more traveled and experienced to, you know, a lot of internet culture, and you're a lot smarter than that, and a lot of internet trolls, and the ambiguity of the anonymity of the internet to be able to say whatever you want with impunity and not, you know, have to try to say it to someone's face and, you know, piss your pants if you tried to actually say it to someone's face, because it's not as easy to do that. And you're probably someone that, what I call, what would I call it? Internet ass sniffers, because they sit in their chair all day just going around the internet and clicking on things and complaining about people and saying nasty things and whatever. But any type of bullying and cyberbullying, that's all on the person that is saying this stuff. And how sorry should you feel about them that this is their life? What brought them to be this type of person that they are, to take this as their life, going around and saying nasty things about other people? How poor, and I mean poor in the more sense of the continent of Asia, the Asian sort of looking at poor, meaning poor as in sad. How sad, how much lack of soul, how much lack of understanding, how poor must their life be in quality that this is the only way that they could feel superior to someone else and even have the need to feel superior to someone else. So hopefully you don't pay any attention to that. You don't give a no, never mind, because there's people out there that love you for what you do. They love your persona. Now, who really knows you? We know your video, and we know your videos that you had released before some of that seemed like it got curbed and stifled. We know more of you. Anyone can really know me, because all of my shows are all just me, whether I show my ass or not. Me and I'm doing a lot of terms here that I'm not sure if you're familiar with, but showing your ass means that making a fool of yourself, a complete fool, like an embarrassing fool. And I don't care about that, because that's just me. If I make mistakes, I make mistakes, and then I try to do a follow-up that says, hey, listen, I really screwed that up. It's not even embarrassing, because that's the human. It was a pretty good early 1980s statement. But it's just human. So I'll just leave it at that. So that's that part. And the uncle part. And the... I could tell you so much, Gracie Grace. But I won't. I already took up way too much of your time. If you're still listening to this, thank you very much. This is a podcast for you. And only for you. The Gracie Grace Podcast. Episode 1. As far as what I mentioned before about why I like the K-pop and not really like pop, was because I am old enough to I lived through the disco era. That was my music, where most people have fond memories of 80s music and 90s music. I have a great I grew up during the 70s, during disco music, and disco music was mainly driven by producers, and that's how K-pop was, and that's how my music is when I work in studio. It's mainly my baby, my dream, and then I let other people share in that dream and now add to that dream and make that dream their own, to add a different dimension to it. You add dimension to what you are given or what is before you. And I don't know how involved you are with the actual songs that you've released, or the dances that you've released. And even if they're all choreographed by someone else, or even written by someone else or whatever, you add your dimension to it, and you add your unique dimension to it that wouldn't be like that if it was somebody else. Look at Elvis. He never wrote a damn song. And he lifted most of his moves, which very limited amount of moves, by the way. So, but he was a huge success. He was a huge star, and that was because he was Elvis. And you are Gracie Grace. Gracie Grace. I always say Gracie Grace. I love Gracie. Here's something that you will never have. The George Burns and Gracie show. And Gracie was she was the star. She was a comedian, and George Burns was a straight man. Now that you've turned off this podcast hours ago, even though we're only 19 minutes into the show, the last thing that I want to mention is that I only know K-pop idols. Now, there must be many, many genres of music in Korea. And the sad part about it is I don't really know them. I don't really know what's happening there. I think I've only ever heard like one rock band from Korea. And it's sad that all I know is K-pop. But it's not sad, because K-pop mixes the dance and the entertainment and the music. And that's always what my groups have been. We've always had entertainment. We've always been entertaining when we played live. We've always been entertaining when we added entertainment and dancing. And even when we sounded horrible because we had a horrible mix or whatever live, even our worst shows, people would say were better than other people's best shows, because when we went out, we entertained. So no matter what the music was, we entertained people. Now, we couldn't do this on video because that wasn't the thing back then. Back when I made a video, we had to rent a video camera for the day from a video rental store. It was like $50 for one day, and this was back in the early 80s. Imagine how an independent person could go broke trying to make a music video. So a lot of music, a lot of the things that we made that were just really videos capturing the band were where we snuck into colleges and used their AV rooms, or had college students use us, our band, as their AV project for whatever. I don't know anything about colleges. So fusing that music and dance and entertainment value and look and with music that I really like is good. And here's the thing that bothers me. It actually bothers me more in reverse. And that is when a lot of female idol groups are interviewed and the singer is asked, you know, who are your biggest influences? And it's always like Mariah Carey and others that are just popular. Only the very popular singers are mentioned. And it's incredibly sad to me to hear that, because there's people like Lena Lovitch. There's people like Grace Jones. There's people like I'm having a hard time thinking why. There's one person from East Berlin that is one of my favorite singers, and I can't even recall her name. This is how tired and exhausted and out of breath I'm getting, and a little bit high from speaking so much without breathing. But Kate Bush from England. Oh my God, if you listen to Kate Bush, you're going to cry for months and really hear what an instrument the voice is. Who am I trying to think of from East Berlin? Ecstasy. Nina Hagen. Listen to Nina Hagen. Oh my gosh. So listen to Nina Hagen. Listen to Kate Bush. Even if you want to get popular, you know, listen to Pat Benatar. But it's sad to always hear the same type of people that are just pop singers from America that really aren't that good. I mean, Mariah Carey was very good when she first came out, but when she became very popular, she got a little lazy. She's not the diva. I mean, if you want to say Aretha Franklin, I'm all down. I'm all down with Aretha Franklin, because these are people that earn their good fortunes. I don't see where people like Britney Spears or I can't think of any, Christina Aguilera or Mariah Carey earned her their good fortune. I do see where people like Aretha Franklin, people like Donna Summer changed music. You know, David Bowie and Brian Eno were recording these albums back in the 70s, this triple, through these three albums that were supposed to change music forever. And Brian Eno came running into the studio, and they were recording this like over in the Alps or, you know, somewhere crazy, to be isolated from everyone and be really creating this whole new genre of music and change the world of music. And Brian Eno came running in and he said, "I have heard the future." And David Bowie said to him, "What are you talking about? That's what we're supposed to be making in here." And he put on the album, and it was Donna Summer's I Feel Love. And no shit, isn't that all the music that even today, influencing today, that just that song. So there's a lot of people that, you know, should deserve the listen to, and it's sad that that it seems like the K-pop female idols don't know about this stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of craziness that goes on in K-pop, which is also something I love. But that's why I want you to see Nina Hagen. That's why I want you to hear Nina Hagen. That's why I want you to hear Lena Lovitch, to see Lena Lovitch, and many other people, Klaus Nomi, Kraftwerk, Devo, early Devo. You know, here you're talking about people that didn't have the technology that were trying to make Laurie Anderson. Boy, I could, the list can go on, and to not say that those are people that you are your idols or whatever you want to call them from America, then you know, that's sad to me. So because I find you to be incredibly unique incredible might be the incorrect word, but because I find you unique and because I find you to be unique in the K-pop idol craft or culture or business or whatever you want to call it, I don't think you treat it like a business. I think you treat it like an art, which it is, and you are an artist, and you're just come off as an incredibly kind and generous person. And I guess you might call some of that fan service, but I think that you do the fan service naturally. I don't think you do the fan service as fan service. But once again, I could be incredibly wrong because I have no idea about you. This is your podcast from me, so you only get to hear about you from me, how I see you in me. My version of you. And perception isn't the only thing, it is everything, and I can only perceive you from me. I can never perceive you from you, no matter if you even tell me about you more. I could get a better perception, but that's about it. So I don't know if you got anything from this. You might have had to take notes because I'm so scatterbrained and all over the place. But basically, that's it. This is your podcast. It's episode one. There will most likely never be another episode because I only do these things as one-off, although I say I will continue to do these things. One podcast I did was fake celebrity news, where I read this form letter that you sometimes is clickbait on the internet. And what they'll do is they'll have the same story there, and they'll just insert the star that you're looking for into the different spaces. So then that story just has their name plugged into different spaces, but it's the same story. So I had fake celebrity news. That was one. I had the Oprah podcast, which was only for Oprah to listen to. And today I made the Don Lemon podcast, which was only for Don Lemon. And the third podcast was for you. And that was my plan today, to make a standard Wiggly World podcast, which I did, which was 2 hours. Then make a Don Lemon, which was a half hour probably. And yours will top out at a half hour. Now, usually I play a song at the end of my podcast. And of course, since it was just October 31st, 2 days ago, I wanted to play Trick or Treat. But then I realized this is a podcast for you. So why the hell you want to hear your own songs? That doesn't make sense. That would be for other people to hear. So I probably opened with one of my songs, and I'm probably going to be closing with one of my songs, or at least parts of them. And I don't know what, because I really don't know what genre of music you like. Like I said, I'm not a super fan. Super fans are great because they can make a very good living off of just a handful of super fans. But my thing in life has never been to make a success. My thing in life has always been to be true to myself, to do what's best for the song, and not necessarily to show off, you know, how fast I can diddle my bass, or you know, this wicked drum fill, or because I can't do those anyway. But But that's never been, I am very good at some things, I'm sure, but that's not my thing to show off. My thing is to do what's right for the song. My thing is to do what's right for the artwork. My thing is to do what's right for the video, and so on and so forth. And that's why I'm good at making other people money, by mentioning things to them, observing things, and trying to convey that either through music, through analogy, or through different stories that I tell them about how I've done things in the past or what I've learned. And many people have gone on to great success. So thank you for listening. Crazy Grace, I hope that you have listened to this because it is from the heart. And I did this also because you asked people to leave comments on your YouTube video to win stuff. I don't want to win anything. And this was my kindness to say to you. I gave you a little bit of story about me. Most of it's just so fragmented. That's also hard to put together. And there was some other thing. I already gave you a like and I gave you a share on Twitter. And I try to promote you as much as I can because I do believe in what you create. I hope one day you might, I don't know. I don't expect anything. I never expect things. I there's things I have in mind that I would like. There's things in mind I would like to have happen, but I don't get attached to the outcome. And that's how I am now. I'd love you to see Trapdoor Mansion, the place that I live in, which is an old Victorian. It's right between Philadelphia and New York City. I know that you're coming to America to do some shows, and I have everything. I built a video pinball machine. I have a recording studio, which wouldn't matter to you because, you know, you go to, we're not going to record a song. But I have toys from the 1970s and 1960s, and I have board games from the 1950s, and I built my grandfather's bar in one of the rooms of my house, but it's actually my grandfather's bar. It's 9 foot of his 18-foot bar, and I made the room look like half of his bar room. Put up wainscoting, the same color themes, same everything, to make Sloppy Joe's right in this Victorian. You walk around different rooms in this Victorian, and each room takes on a different, whole different, like you're in a different house. When you step into Sloppy Joe's and you close that bar, you think you're in a regular bar room. And, you know, I have robots, and I have old robots, and I have, there's so much fun things to do here and so much to see. It's like a museum when people come to see them. And, or nothing, or just chill on any type of thing, or play one of the maybe 30 different video games I own. And arcade machines I've built, and so much to do, so much fun, and I'm not a creep. Oh, well, no, I am a creep, but I'm not a dangerous creep or a creepy creep. I'm a freak, I guess you could say. But my entire life is documented online through a Wiggly World show or any of the other podcasts. You get me immediately. There's nothing hidden. And so it's all out there. It's all out there, baby. And I don't mean you, baby. Although I do mean you, baby. Okay, baby. Thanks for being you. Thanks for sharing your talent with the world. I've benefited from what you've shared with the world. And it's influenced me. No doubt. I hope you dug it, and until we maybe speak again on the internet or a heart on the Instagram, I bid you a sweet adieu. Save me from what I've become. Save
sometimes question the path I chose. When it's over, I just let it be. The shadows passed, and what's to come? A target is all I see.